today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. The 10 days between February 1st or Bahman 12th and February 11th on 1977 are called Fajr Decade, which Imam Khomeini entered to Iran after 15 years of exile, and the greatest welcome in history took place from him in Tehran, and eventually the Pahlavi regime was extinct after more than 50 years of oppression and tyranny on February 23rd. This is today's special on 21st of Rajab, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 13th of Bahman, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 2nd of February, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Baqarah, verse 153.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين.
O you who have believed, seek help through patience and prayer. Indeed, Allah is with the patient.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Real faith can never be mere empty words. It must express or manifest itself through patience or endurance in all that befalls the individual to show his faithfulness to Allah, and the help from Allah must be sought through prayers or supplications to the Lord. The objective meaning of the phrase Allah is with the patient ones is that his help, assistance, guidance, success, favors, the protection from pests, the perfection of intentions, as well as his other blessings, are showered upon the patient by him.
In the month of Bahman, the month of Islamic Revolution, be with
today's special. We're going to speak about the resistance of the revolution. One of the reasons for the astonishing impact of the Islamic nature of the revolution is the resistance of the revolution and continuation of victory against a multitude of hostilities. If the revolution had not relied on Islam and the divine faith, it would have definitely failed against all varied, complicated animosities, or at least Islam has turned into an American brand, American Islam, which exists in most part of the world and no one is hostile to it. Ayatollah Khamenei in this regard states, despite all opposition since the early days of the victory of the Islamic Revolution, the revolution, the Islamic Republic, and the Iranian nation have overcome various forms of their enemies and defeated them.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. In this visual, we shall be talking about the Islamic revolution and its difference with other revolutions. The revolution that happened in Iran. Fundamental characteristics of the Islamic revolution compared to other revolutions. In this regard, numerous points have been stated in various sources, but for brevity, we will refer to a few fundamental characteristics. First of which is level of political participation. Certainly, other revolutions also involve the people's presence. However, the role of the Iranian people, the revolution was unprecedented. The revolution was popular and nationwide, and all segments of the population across the country fully participated with their power and being, which was one of the most important reasons for the victory of the revolution and establishment of the Islamic Republic. Hamid Algar, who has authored works on the Islamic Revolution, says regarding people's participation, one of the characteristics of the Iranian Islamic Revolution was the extensive participation of the masses of people. In the French, Russian, and Chinese revolutions, the revolution was always accompanied by civil war.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Bahman presents
today's special.
This is today's special, an Islamic Revolution Quotes. Roger Garadi, a French Muslim scholar, describes the Islamic Revolution in Iran as this. Verily, the Islamic Revolution led by Imam Khomeini does not have any precedent in the past. The various social revolutions that took place in the various parts of the world over past course of time intended to change just certain political system. The Islamic Revolution of Iran included all these reasons, but it also carried new concepts and meanings as well. And a continuation of today's special, Iran Islamic Revolution, Achievements of Four Decades, Great Freedom. The Islamic Revolution granted the Iranian nation freedom in various fields. The Iranian nation had been suppressed for centuries, especially during Pahlavi regime. Any dissent would be quenched and opponents would be jailed, tortured, and murdered. In the Islamic Republic of Iran, people are free to hold legal gatherings and meetings and express their opinion in various matters. The elected officials of the country, including the president, members of parliament, and city councils. They also elect the members of assembly of experts who appoint the leader. The massive turnout of the people at ballot boxes indicates that they use the best opportunity that the Islamic Republic has granted them to determine their fate. Moreover, religious minorities as part of the Iranian nation enjoy freedom and have representatives in the parliament. As for the media, the Islamic Revolution has granted freedom to the media to express their ideas and criticize the officials. Plus, after the Islamic Revolution, the written and audiovisual media have dramatically increased in number.
So what we witness today is that there is now a new world order that is emerging. It is not a unipolar world order. It is, in fact, a multipolar world order. In the past, there are only two world superpowers. It was Russia or Soviet Union and America. Once the Soviet Union disintegrated, the world was dominated by a unipolar world order. But today, we have Russia and China emerging to oppose the US and its NATO allies, but at the same time, Islamic Iran and the resistance front are an important component of this emerging new multipolar world order. But the most significant point of all of this is that it is the Islamic Republic that is the leading figure, and because of its enormous mineral wealth, because of its enormous oil wealth, because of its enormous gas wealth, and to top it all of it, because of its enormous scientific talent that exists in Iran, that now we are witnessing the emergence of a new Islamic civilization in the world that is based on fairness, that is based on justice, that is based on bringing an end to the exploitation that has gone on in the world for the last 100 years or more. So we are on the threshold of the new beginning, and it is a hopeful beginning because now we are seeing the emergence of the Islamic civilization in its own right. And I'm very hopeful, the way I see the situation, that with the dollar hegemony broken, inshallah, we will see the emergence of the Islamic civilization. It's not going to be a one-day process. It will require a lot of sacrifices, a lot of effort, but all of the components of the emergence of this Islamic civilization are in place now. Imam Khomeini, rahimahullah, or his successor, Imam Khamenei, may Allah prolong his life, and we are seeing that the leadership is selfless. It is dedicated to the principles of Islam. And although they face a lot of challenges, but Islam's struggle has never been without challenges. Even if you go back into history at the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Muslims faced enormous challenges. They were persecuted, they were tortured, they were killed, yet they stood steadfast. We are beginning to see that situation reoccurring in the world. And this is now, this gives us hope. And what it does is, it places an enormous responsibility on the rest of us that we have to fulfill our responsibility. And that is, we must now join hands. We must rise above our sectarian interest. It's essential. It's absolutely essential. Because sectarianism is a disease that is going to destroy the Muslims. It has done so in the past, and it's a weapon that our enemies are using against us. And I think we have to rise above these sectarian tendencies. That doesn't mean that the Shias should give up being Shias or the Sunnis should give up being Sunnis. What it means is that we keep our differences to one side, and we work on the aspects that unite us. And I think we can all agree that injustice is wrong, exploitation is wrong. We need equality, we need equity, we need justice in the world. And so we need to strive towards that, and we need to end the exploitation that is going on in the world so that the Muslims can emerge in their rightful place that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designated for them. The Muslim world is endowed with enormous resources of energy, of minerals, and land area, of water resources, etc. The only thing is that these resources are being used by the enemies of Islam against the Muslims to keep the Muslims suppressed. And if we set aside our differences and unite on this common platform of Muslim unity, of Muslims being one ummah, there is no reason whatsoever in the world that we cannot emerge in our dominant role in the world, which is a role that has been designated to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today. And inshallah, of course, we meet you soon in another episode of today's special. So we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
Ironi, ironi, però è rapparendi, calamo un po' a chi, ma è passato!